Peace to the goddesses, peace to the gods. This is the God, God with many visions, and this is another episode of Convos with Living Legends. Today, I have a wonderful guest, a good brother of mine. He go by the name of Air Doctor. Air Doctor, how you doing today, brother?
Everything's good. How you, man?
Man, I'm alive and grateful for life. Yo, Air, please tell the people a little bit about yourself, where it all started for you, how you get the moniker Air Doctor. Okay. And what music means to you.
All right, bam. I mean, the moniker Air Doctor. I mean, I guess really it started back in the day when Cass was making pause tapes, like recording songs off the radio and just making mixtapes that way. And just always having a love for having the dope music, having it in a certain flow and arrangement. So I did that for a long time. And I was always around hip hop. I mean, I used to MC, and then friends used to do production, and just being around hip hop like that all the time, it led me to DJing. That was like the final stage of it. You know, I've done graffiti and stuff, but as in DJing, it was the final stage because I seen a friend, one of my homeboys, who actually got me really into DJing, was like, you know, he's doing weddings and stuff like that. So I was like, how much you pulling doing a wedding? Word. All right. Well, let me do some weddings. So I enjoy the whole wedding thing because it's like, it's something that you do where it's not every week it's the same thing. It's 1 week you might have I might have an Indian wedding. 1 week I might have an African wedding. 1 week I might have a Latino wedding. So it keeps me like
fresh. Your tools.
Yeah. So I mean, I just fell in love with seeing people happy and really like coming to celebrate. I mean, I got one of the best, if you want to call it a job, jobs in the world. Yeah.
I gotta agree with that because you know, I've dabbled in DJing, not for long, but I did it because my partner was a real DJ. And I would, you know, there would be times, whatever clubs we went to, I'd do a set or two off his equipment. And I seen how tedious it is because you got to make sure you're in the flow of everything. Yeah. When you're transitioning from this music to the next music, or you're trying to change the atmosphere, the environment with the music. So, you guys are legends in my eyes.
And keeping everybody on the dance floor, trying to make sure you can read the crowd to know what song's gonna affect every other person on the dance floor, so you're not just playing. It's really like a science. It's a science, and I definitely enjoy it. But other than the DJ, I also have a platform called Black Power Media, where what we do is we pretty much put out radical news, radical information. It's all about Black liberation and having conversations about that. Right now we have like 17,000 subscribers. We've been around for a year.
That's dope.
Yeah, appreciate it. And it's dope. We got a show called The Remix Show that I do every Tuesday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And what I do basically is I do the breaks, like, just like a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I do the production on it, whereas, you know, I'm in the behind the scenes. I start the show off, get introducing everybody. They get into the news, and then I come and give them breaks. So we can, like, break up the monotony because you got so many stories that's dealing with bad stuff that's going on in the communities. You know, I come in with a little bit of, you know, comedy and history aspects of hip-hop history. And just history of different musicians, entertainers, and activists, and just a break, a quick break. I do it like at least three times every show.
And is it fair to say that's a good way to keep the listeners attentive?
Yeah. And then give the host some time to do a transition. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be a lot of energy you putting into, you know, these are passionate hosts. I got Burning Down Kim Brown. I got Kalaji Jamachanga, Kamal K. Franklin, Dr. Jared Ball, Jackie Lukman, Tierney Cherie, and they all come with it because they're passionate about, you know, liberating our people. So it's pretty dope. I also do it Sundays. I do a live DJ set every Sunday at 8 p.m. So, you know, I got platform. I'm able to put people's story out there and control the narrative of our story. So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. But here's one question I like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Music as a whole, knowing that us as melanin beings, we play a part in the creation of music. How important do you see that it is for our community to embrace music? And where do you see music could lead our people to? Because mm-hmm. you see how you're speaking about liberation.
Yeah.
Do you feel music could play a part in the liberation of our people?
I think it could play a... it depends. I mean, because it depends on the vibration of the music you're listening to. You got different vibrations. If you're talking about like drill music, that, you know, Chicago, New York, and Britain sound, where it's like a low vibration and they're talking about shoot and killing. Now we can, you know, as the older generation talk about but you know, we listen to Mobb Deep. Mobb Deep did the same thing. They talk about, you know, murdering, shooting and killing, bust you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. But the thing is, we had a balance where we could listen to Mobb Deep, and that was like warrior music. We could listen to KRS-One. That was music that taught us. We could listen to somebody like Pharcyde. That was just some music that was about, you know, flowing and freaking the styles and having fun with music, like Bismarck. So it's like different styles of music there is, and we can all gain something from it. It's just we have to have it in moderation. Like, we can't just digest so much of one type of music.
That is true. You know, that's why I try to enhance my palette of music.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, the vibrations and energy. Energy is key.
Yeah.
Energy is key because if you're listening to music and you're feeling down, what energy in that music made you feel down?
Yeah.
If you're happy, what's the energy in that music that raised your endorphins to keep you happy?
And you know what's crazy? It's like when people feel down, they want to listen to sad music to make them feel more down. I'm like, I don't know if you can cuss, but I'm like, really, dude? But that's the wildness of it. It's like if you try to feel in a better mood, put in a happy vibe, like Pharrell, happy, I'm happy. Shining, Beyonce, do just something that make you feel good. That's the power of music. That's why I call myself the ear doctor, because I realize music is medicine. So it's like I understand how vibrations can help make you happy, can make you sad. And depending on what type of event it is or what type of whatever I'm doing, I can play the right music that can make, can heal you. You know what I'm saying? I can make people cry with music.
That is true. That is true. Tears of joy as well.
Yes. So
tears of joy as well. So with that being said, right,
mm-hmm.
with how you can change someone's mood when it comes to music, Have we as a people overlooked music in the way it's played, not only for us and our helped us in so many ways, or have we treated?
Well, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
Oh, I think that we look at music as a getaway now. It's like escapism. You know what I mean? It's like, especially now when you hear the music, a lot of people say, I don't really care about what the content and what they're saying. I just want to vibe out. It's about that vibe. It's about more of the beat, how it hits your chakras, than the content that's there to uplift you. And then they get put a melody and a harmony. That's why it's like it mesmerizes you in a way where, like, you hear Future say the chorus over and over. Molly Percocet.
Yeah, that's over true.
And it just sticks in your head. But I mean, that's the thing with music. It could do good, it could do bad. It depends on who's using it and what it's used for. If we try to shove it down people's throats and be like, listen to this music, then, because, you know, I ain't gonna front. Sometimes I'll throw on some some gangster music to get me amped up if I'm going to go work out. I throw on some war, and I call it warrior music. I don't plan on going shooting and murdering nobody and all that stuff. But the beat and the aggression makes me like, you know what I mean?
I know, trust me, I know the feeling. I know the feeling, man. I come from the same area as you. You know what I mean? Put the MOP, put them old school Mob Deep, the Cuban Link, only built for Cuban Link.
Oh, man, my favorite album ever, The Purple Tape.
You know what I mean? Play me some Incarcerated Scarfaces. I could play that over and over and go word for word for word.
And peep it, they talking about drug dealing.
Exactly.
It's like we're not even digging the lyrics. We're listening to the flow. We're listening to the beat. We're not even like peeping like what the words are really putting out there. And that's like with music, we digesting everything. We digesting the beat. We digesting the lyrics, the harmonies, because it's like spells. You got to think about when you put on a spell, like even the word gospel, spell, it's about something that goes over and over in like a loop that could get you to meditate out and have you. You know what I mean?
That is crazy that you state that because, you know, us being older, elder statesmen in a sense, you know, being like, isn't it fair to say we were both alive when this hip hop started? We were young children when hip hop started. So we seen the ebbs and flows of hip hop. So knowing that we've seen the ebbs and flows of hip hop, sometimes for me, I don't know for you, big bro, but for me, like, you know, being a teenager in the 90s, mm-hmm. the 90s was like that era for me. Mm-hmm. So like the 90s was like a time capsule for me. Like it was like a timeline and I could tell you what track came at a certain year because I have a certain story mm-hmm. for that particular track.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but then when I reminisce, like I would sit in my car, play that music and reminisce and then think to myself, I'm like, wow, I've done violent deeds listening to this. Yeah, unfortunately. I've done violent deeds listening to this track. So now I've had to come to make amends with myself. But now I was questioning myself. I'm like, okay, I've done violent deeds to this music. I love this song, but does that mean I don't have to stop listening to the song? Or does that mean I'm healed enough to listen to it knowing that this song can't do nothing to me, but I can just enjoy the pure entertainment of the song?
You said it right there, because that's like when somebody calls you a nigga. Do you know, are you a nigga? It's like you got to know who you are. If you know you're not a nigga, then that shit shouldn't bother you. That's like me saying, what are you, right? Let me ask you, you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
So what if I come up and be like, you old left-handed sucker? Why would that bother you?
Because I'm not left-handed.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. You can't let somebody make you flip out and control you like that when you know who you are and you know what you are. I'm like, really? I know what I know what this music is. I know what it is, but I know who I am. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, that's we talking about the youth, a lot of them don't know who they are yet. So they're very, it's influential always, you know what I mean? But for us that know who we are, then we can play this music and be like, all right, that's what that's for, you know? Because sometimes I just want to listen to instrumental, hip-hop instrumentals. That's like jazz music. Or I'll just listen to jazz.
Man, sometimes knowing how music is, most of these songs are samples. So I would just listen to the original sample.
Yeah.
And then just zone out off of that.
Yeah. So that's how I look at it, man.
So what would you say is your favorite genre of music?
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we came up in it, and, you know, I'm 46. So my sister, she's like 7 years older than me. And we from Trenton, New Jersey. So we got to listen to Power 99, Philly Station with Lady B. And we got to listen to WBLS in New York.
So yeah, we had both. I remember WBLS.
Yeah, we had both stations. So I just listened to her playing all this hip hop all day. And I'm just listening to it. Then I'm hanging with the older people and and they playing Run DMC and all this other stuff, and I'm like, oh word, let me hear that. So yeah, man, I bet this hip hop has definitely been around for the longest for me. I love reggae music and I love dance music. I love Afrobeat. I love stuff that you could dance to. I even love pop because I see people dancing. A lot of trap music I see now, people ain't really dancing. And I like to dance. When you see me DJ, I'm gonna be dancing. It's
you definitely knocking your head to the beat.
Oh man, it's something you gotta think. Dance music is the biggest music because people all over the world dance. You know, not everybody got or is from the trap and can't relate. But if you gotta dance, you know, people dance everywhere.
You know, what I noticed, like, for me, hip-hop is number one because, you know, coming from a foreign country, mm-hmm. you know, I came in the height of hip-hop. So mm-hmm. I was exposed to a hip-hop.
Where you from?
From Haiti.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's
right. You know what I mean? Right. So as a young Haitian kid, at the age of 6, coming to America and then getting exposed to hip-hop, mm-hmm. Man, in the 80s and then the crack epidemic, like, man, I just fell in love with the music genre. But as I got older, I've actually broadened my horizons. So it's like, it's not only hip-hop that quenches my thirst. I can listen to some jazz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some Johnny Coltrane and just zone out. Or, you know, some Willie Parker.
Yeah. I guess with me being a DJ, it helps that I have listened to all different styles of music. Cause I'll play some Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. You know what I'm saying? Certain country songs that just sound good. That's really, when you know the science of music, you understand that that's blues. You understand that country music ain't nothing but blues music. And you know the history. And that's a whole nother thing. I got a degree in African studies from Morris Brown. So that helped me to understand the love of history. So even being able to, what I also do is teach history, hip hop history class to students. I was doing that for a minute. It's a beautiful thing because they just, you know, I just want to have a connection where they can see it, all the stuff that they see it now is because of this, and it ain't new or nothing like that. We've been doing it.
Will you ever host a class like that down the road? Again?
I'll probably do it again. I'll probably do it actually on my platform and put it out there like that because it needs to be done.
But yeah, I think that's actually dope.
Yeah, that's what I do on the Remix Morning Show though, really. I do the history of different artists. And
I think that's superb.
You know, appreciate it, man. I mean, we got to understand, like, why we love these MCs. Because not every MC was able to get on the microphone. You couldn't get on the microphone if you just wasn't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? We come from a line of people that get on the microphone, like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X.
Gil Scott Heron.
All of those that know how to get on the microphone and move the crowd, that's what it's about. So even from the line of preachers, I look at MCs as preachers. So I'm able to go down the whole history of talking about the griots back at tribes in Africa that told the story of the village and the history of the community to the next person to get in front of a crowd was preachers during slavery because they was able to get in front of a crowd and teach the Bible and use it to teach different things and use it just as a story to talk about what was going on in their life and try to teach some type of liberation. And from going from there to being in the music business, then you got a microphone in front of you, you got people listening to you, you got fans, you got, you know, a following. So the importance of the content and the importance of being an MC isn't a small thing.
Look what Jadakiss did.
Oh my goodness.
Look what Jadakiss did. Jadakiss showed you how you MC.
Yes, yes. He showed the difference between hip hop and rap. And rap is a branch of hip hop, but hip hop is. You know what I'm saying? That is the foundation. That's
right. Hip hop is the everything, is the why.
Yeah.
It's the umbrella. So how do we, you know, how do we help this to grow furthermore? Like where do you see hip hop going? I won't even say 10 years. 10 years I feel like is like right around the corner. Like where do you see music in general for us as a people going, like 20, 30, 40 years down the road?
With it being so many different ways to listen to music, like we only had the radio and TV, like video music box and stuff like that. Now these kids got so much internet where they can find music. And ain't like they all listen to the same thing. Like my kids will listen to Tribe Called Quest and then Wu-Tang, and then next minute they're listening to Stevie Wonder or some reggae. It's just like they don't have to listen to the same thing. So with how music is going in the future, I'm just hoping that it ain't looked at as a tool to make money. If we continue to look at it as a tool just to make money, then the originality and stuff ain't gonna be there. And a funny thing is, even with these RICO laws coming in effect, and
oh man,
with YG and
Young Gunna,
it's just like, yo, these dudes right here, they gotta stop telling on themselves. They dry snitching, they telling on themselves, and then they using it. So now, are these kids gonna get smart enough to be like, all right, let me stop telling on myself, let me stop getting on social media and showing guns and showing what I'm gonna do before I do it? Are they gonna realize that this trap is a trap, and that's the music, trap music? And it's like, wow, break that shit down right there. It's trap music, and they putting themselves in a trap, indicting themselves, and that all this, it's wild. But you asked the question, like, where we see it going? As long as we continue to provide jobs and provide you know, careers and stuff for people with hip hop and the confidence hip hop has, as in expressing yourself, you know, the youth, I'm confident our future is going to do good. And work that we doing with Black Man Lab and different organizations I work with,
shout out to the brothers at Black Man Lab, miss you brothers.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's just like the work that we do is going to be small pockets that's going to grow, and eventually it's going to always be some that's going to uphold, you know, the culture.
Nah, I must agree, and I'm all for it because I feel like it's a baton that we must carry, because there's so much music. Like nowadays when we look at our babies don't know a lot of the classics. We would put a track in and they would ask us, what the hell is this? And we would have to kind of break it down, and I'm like, oh, this is a classic track. You must not know what your ears is listening to.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like we have that baton to carry to continue on showing the legacy of what good music is, because it's still around. It ain't really go nowhere.
Nah, and it's on us, too. It's on us as parents and elders to make sure that they hear it. I mean, I grew up listening to my parents' music. I grew up listening, my dad listened to jazz, my mom listened to gospel. They also listened to disco. They listened to, you know what I'm saying? They listened to soul, funk, James Brown, everything. And yeah, I mean, my parents made sure my ears was hearing different music. So if the parent is just listening to one type of music, then there they go. But
true. Like, gotta expand horizon.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to put it all on the kids and the youth. I want to put it on all of us as a community. You know what I mean?
Okay. So it's basically each one teach one.
Yeah.
Basically each one teach one. So I'm asking you this here, Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell, what would you tell your 10-year-old self, and what to look out for in the future, how to live life, and what would you currently tell your 50-year-old self?
My 10-year-old self and my 50-year-old self.
Yeah, what would you tell those two?
My 10-year-old self, I would pretty much say, like, yo, learn learn about finances, learn about how to make money and not just work. Because for me, my mom passed when I was 15. My pop passed when I was like 18. So majority of my life has been about surviving. So it was never like, it was always like hustle, have my own, I had my own businesses and stuff like that. But I never took time to really learn about finances and how to, you know, flip money and put this and invest this, that, and the third. My investments would go straight into whatever I was doing. And I would say that I would learn about finances so I could be put in a better place. My 50-year-old self, I would, I say, you shit, that's in what, 4 years? Yeah. I would say, yo, you realize that at a certain time you got to really concentrate on your health. And I'm glad that I put forth the effort to start doing that at a certain age, because I want to look around and see all my friends around me dying and stuff from heart attacks, diabetes, and all this stuff. So I don't know if that answered the question, but yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, forgive me. But yeah, okay. But knowing all that, as you push further on with music, I must say, the short amount of time I've known you, like, you have a great ear for music. Your moniker fits you to a T. Moniker fits you to a T, and like the work that you do with the children, you do in the community. Like, I want to celebrate you, big dog, because you're doing big things. In my eyes, you are a living legend in my eyes. You know, so what I would like to know is, I know you got so many other things going on. Please tell the people again things where they can follow you, how they can reach out to you, how they can even contact you if you to host an event for them. You know, things of that nature.
Okay. Well, you can follow me on Instagram at The Ear Doctor. That's TheEardr. You can also go to YouTube and go to Black Power Media on YouTube, and you will see that it's the platform we have. Like I said, I do the Remix Morning Show Tuesday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And also Sundays, I do a live mix call Sundays at 8 p.m. to 9. Also, what I do is, I'm really a professional DJ, so I do all types of events, from weddings to corporate to house parties to, man, I've done everything, you name it.
You do bar mitzvahs too?
I've done bar mitzvahs. I do mental health spots.
Wow, that's dope.
Man, yeah, do you see how music is healing? You see how it makes them remember a time and space and just float off into it. So that, and then I also work with the Black Man Lab every Monday and every Tuesday, one on Camelton Road in ATL, and that's at 6:30 p.m., and then one in Decatur at, and I don't know the name of that one, but if you follow me, you'll see, you know, the connection to check that one out. But that's in Decatur on, what's the name of that road? Electric Avenue.
I'm a link in this chain and it won't break here.
That's right. I'm a link in this chain and it won't break here. And other than that, I'm also working with Urban Tech, which is a tech company that's teaching kids how to do coding, how to do podcasts, media, and, you know, editing and doing film and stuff like that. So we're working on doing that and bringing that down here in the fall, and working on making a summer program also. So
you see, guys, you see why he's a living legend? That's why I consider him a living legend. But let me ask you this before you go, Ed Doctor. Who's on your Mount Rushmore of DJs?
My Mount Rushmore of DJs would be Kid Capri, Jazzy Jeff, DJ Premier and Jam Master J.
Ooh, man, he rest in peace. may the God rest in peace. He's forever looking over.
Yeah. I will say real quick, Jam Master J, just because of him being such a legend showman and how he scratched and just being a showman, I would say I like Kid Capri because he knows how to keep the party going. I got the DJ with him one time at one of the NBA All-Star weekends down in New Orleans.
Wow, that's dope.
And my biggest thing is I got to DJ the Essence Festival on the Walmart stage with like Snoop Dogg and all these different artists. It was dope. But back to the DJs, my bad, I went somewhere else. DJ Premier, due to the fact of his production and the scratching he puts in all the songs, and then Jazzy Jeff, just for the showmanship and how good he can scratch. And yeah, so that's why.
No, those are four icons you chose.
Yeah.
Four icons you chose. I love it. You know, yeah. And what is one last thing you'd like to tell the people in regards to music? And what's something you would like to tell music from the depth of your heart?
Listen to other types of genres. Check out other types of genres and don't just get stuck listening to one type of music. Because like I said, music is healing. Music is medicine. If you want to feel a certain way and you're in a certain mood and you want to maybe get out of that mood, play something different. Just try it. Just sit down and give it a chance and appreciate it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, these artists put a lot of work and effort into it and they do it for us and for their healing. So it could be healing for you too. And that's really it, man. You know what I'm saying? And for the mute, for the hip hop, for the youth, for the hip hop, realize that the more that you continue to put a certain vibration in the music with shooting and killing, how many shooting, killing, getting money, selling drugs, I mean, when is that going to get old and when is it going to be realized that this is all a trap and this is all set up for us to kill each other and have a downfall? I get it. It's the beats are banging. But even when it comes to Griselda, Benny the Butcher and Conway and them talk about drug dealing, I love how they flow. I love the beats. But Pusha T, I don't want to hear no more about drug dealing.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Griselda. I love, you know, yeah. I live. Toot, 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 toot.
You know? They're nice. But, and I'm still stuck because in that era of that purple tape, that's what it sounds like.
I still love the boom bap. I can't, you know, it's so hard to get. I can't release the boom bap, but, you know, at least I can compartmentalize.
Yeah.
You know. The difference now, because now it's just for the entertainment. But sometimes I do want to hear, like, you know, why don't you talk to a shorty? Tell me a story you was talking to a shorty, and like Mr. Cheeks,
Renee. Yes, give me some Slick Rick, give me some MC Light, which is one of the best storytelling MCs ever. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's like we got so many different genres and styles of music. I mean, it's ridiculous. Don't get just stuck in what's played on the radio. Go explore. That's my word for the day.
Man, I'm all for it, King, man. You don't know how much coming in on the check-in, man. Blessing us with your presence, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you reaching out.
And proving to the community you are a living legend. And I want to celebrate you and let you know love is love, God. And thank you once again, and manifesting infinite greatness in everything that you embark on.
Same to you. Peace, brother. Thanks a lot.
Most definitely. You know, this is another episode of Converse with Living Legends. Huge shout out to the Ear Doctor for coming in on the check-in. This is the God with many visions. Peace to the goddesses. Peace to the gods. We out.
Peace.
Peace.